States with oil prices way up. President Biden is under pressure to invoke the Cold War era Defense Protection Act to jumpstart more energy production with oil drilling and solar panels. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Severin Bornstein, faculty director at the Energy Institute of UC Berkeley's School of Business. What is the president going to have to do to keep these prices from going up much higher?
Well, I think there's actually not much he can do. The main driver is the war that Russia is waging against Ukraine. And if Putin decides to continue pushing through, I think the West will have no choice but to clamp down with tighter sanctions. What those tighter sanctions will do is make it harder for Russia to sell their oil, which is, will be very helpful in punishing Russia and making it harder for them to wage war. But Russia produces about 10% of the world's oil, and losing that would drive prices up further. On the other hand, if they do find some way, some settlement, or Putin decides to pull back because this is not worth the cost it's going to impose on Russia, I would expect to see oil prices fall quite dramatically.
Do you think this is something the administration would consider when we hear about these Cold War powers? And what exactly are they, and why haven't they been used since then?
Well, it's a really drastic step to step into industry decision-making and say, we're going to instruct you to produce certain goods. It's a pretty big step away from the capitalist economy we live in. And so it's not done very frequently. It has been done in the last couple of years relating to the pandemic. It's either been invoked or threatened to be invoked. But it would be a pretty drastic step. It's also not clear how much effect it would have. It's generally invoked when there are some goods that we need that industry for some reason would like or is not interested in producing while the government really needs it. That's not really the case here. With oil prices as high as they are, the problem is not that the oil industry is just not interested in producing more. The problem is that we face some real bottlenecks. Coming back from the pandemic, the oil producers faced faced worker shortages and also faced shortages of many of the inputs they need for drilling rigs and so forth. That's where the constraint is, and I don't think the Defense Production Act would actually change that very much.
I wanted to ask you about that because so many cars were off the road during this pandemic, and one would assume that we had a little bit more oil stored up. How did prices go up so quickly?
Production actually dropped quite a bit during the pandemic because prices went down. And so the oil industry adjusted to the lower demand in 2020. And then when demand started coming back quite strongly in 2021, supply just could not pick up fast enough, even though prices were rising and it was quite attractive to produce oil. They were not able to. Some people have argued that they also were more hesitant to make new investments because of what happened in 2020. That may have been part of it, but it seems like there were some real bottlenecks bringing labor back in and getting the equipment they needed to do the drilling.
Hmm. I was wondering, do you think we could ever go back to rationing like we did in the 70s, you know, odd and even days to fill up at the gas pumps?
I think it's very unlikely. If you look at what's happened during oil crises since the 70s, you don't remember the oil crisis of 1991 during the Iraq invasion of Kuwait. Because there wasn't one. Prices went up and the market cleared quite easily, just at higher prices. People hate high gas prices, but the thing they hate even more is spending hours in line waiting for gasoline. So I don't think we are going to see any sort of rationing or attempts to allocate gasoline.
How much higher do you think prices, if you had your crystal ball out, could go up? I mean, are we talking $7+ easily?
Yeah, they could. I think that's quite possible. I think that's not the most likely outcome. And in fact, the futures market for crude oil, where traders actually put money on the line, buying and selling oil for delivery a year or two in the future, actually is forecasting a drop in oil prices over the next year. So I think we're in a very tough spot for the next few months. but it's quite possible we will start to see some relief. We've already seen oil prices come down a bit from the peak we saw last week, and gasoline prices haven't started dropping, but they have leveled off.
All right.
So it wouldn't surprise me if we see them come down a bit in the next few weeks.
Well, let's hope that is sooner than rather than later. Severin Bornstein, faculty director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. We appreciate your time.